The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
Good, very good. I'm kind of in the same type of mood as yous. Feels like summer holidays.
Isn't it great?
It's deadly.
So considering you're in that mood, why didn't you bring us in gifts or something?
Do you know what? I am actually going to buy as a gift.
Are you?
I'll buy as a gift, yeah. And I saw
you
something
the other
day. You
have to buy two because you can't share it.
No. I actually saw something the other day and I was like, that'd be a good present for Nikki and Jenny. Right.
All right.
Leave it with me.
Now, right. You might want to give us the present after you find out what you're going to be doing this week, okay? We're going to strap you up to the heart monitor we gave you last week from Aldi.
Yeah.
We want to see how high we can raise
the heart rate.
The heart rate, okay? Now, we got a man on the phone who's going to help us. Brian Moore, hello.
Hi Jenny, how are you? Hi Nikki.
Hey Brian, how are you today?
Yeah, it's fantastic, yeah, thanks.
Okay, right, now you have suggested a challenge for Carl. We have accepted it on Carl's behalf because that's how nice we are.
Thank you.
Would you like to put Carl out of his misery and tell him what he's going to be doing, Brian?
Yeah, hi Carl.
Hi.
So what we have lined up for you tomorrow is 200 wine bottles. Which I've prepared for you. Yeah, lots of R&D here.
You're not drinking them, Carl, just so you know.
Okay.
The party is over, and what we've done is I've smashed those up into little shards.
No.
And we're going to throw them.
Someone text this in. Someone text this in, and I saw Al's face lit up.
It was Brian.
Absolutely. So you'll be doing a glass walk.
Okay.
A death walk, is that what it's called?
Glass walk.
A glass walk.
I thought you said a
so
death
200
walk.
200 wine bottles smashed in a runway, and it's all about overcoming fear and a number of other things. A very powerful, lovely, cold, pointed shards beneath your feet, and you're going to reduce them into tiny little pieces of powdery dust tomorrow.
Now, Brian, you're not going to hypnotize him or anything, no?
Oh, not at all. No, not at
so,
all.
So,
not
I mean,
I will give him some tips beforehand and show him how to do it safely.
So, okay. So, sorry, I'm asking like you're asking as well. Surely, it's possible to cut his feet.
It's possible. Yep. If he doesn't follow the instructions and he doesn't pay attention to how sharp the glass is underfoot, the glass will teach him a lesson straight away. Yeah, for sure.
The glass will teach you a lesson.
I'm not the sharpest pencil in the
Carl, leave the jokes though. God's sake.
Okay, so I actually could hand on heart hurt myself. Now I am nervous because I thought this was one of those things that was, you know.
It's real glass, you know, prepare as you'll see tomorrow.
How far am I going to be walking?
We'll probably go tomorrow, probably about, we were thinking, Nikki and Jenny said about 40 feet, but
what?
That's a lot of glass for me to bring up, so we'll probably do, you'll probably be doing a minimum of about 7 to 9 steps, which is quite a lot.
Yeah, okay, actually, one thing now that's after crossing my mind, does, like, the size of your feet or how heavy you are have any effect on it?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No. I'm intrigued, Brian.
Were you going to not have your dinner tonight?
Well, I was thinking like maybe having bigger. Yeah, like, I don't know, just like don't take on any.
Sorry, Mum, I'm walking on glass tomorrow. No potatoes on that plate, please.
What I can't understand about this, Brian, is when you drop, like if you smash a glass on your kitchen floor and you're trying to clean it up, I have cut myself doing that and I barely touched
it.
So how is this different?
Well, this is part of the challenge, and all will be revealed tomorrow when the challenge is undertaken.
Okay.
I'm not going to give away all the trade secrets on air just now.
Okay.
I've got a preparation to do tomorrow.
Because the thing is, what we're testing out tomorrow as well is like the heart rate monitor and see how high my heart rate can go. But what I imagine is my aim will be to stay as calm as possible during this, won't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a glass run, it's a glass walk.
Unagi.
And
Unagi.
So being relaxed, getting your heart rate down as you walk is the aim of the game.
Okay.
And as relaxed as you can. It's if you were doing some of the other challenges we do, then you need to raise your heart rate a lot more. This one is not.
I'm going to start drinking some herbal tea right now.
Get it into
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Chamomile, or something.
Brian, has this ever gone wrong?
Yeah, actually.
Not with me, no. Not
okay.
with me.
So you've a good 100% record.
100% record.
But,
I'm actually
until tomorrow.
But like any unbeaten champion, there's always one day when you're on an off day. Or you didn't deliver the instructions.
Well, I suppose if the student isn't, you know, is not prepared to pay attention, and this is what this exercise is really all about.
That's it, Brian. Blame the tools. Blame the tools.
Absolutely. Now you have it.
I definitely blame the tools.
Or blame the fools. Yeah. okay, Brian, we shall see you in here then tomorrow.
Yep, great stuff. See you tomorrow.
For more info, by the way, brianmoore.ie, you can actually see this happening and taking place. Thank you very much, Brian.
Cheers, Brian.
Great, see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. So, Carl, how does that make you feel?
Like, it's an interesting one in that it's something that I would like to do, but no, I'm most certainly not looking forward to it.
I did volunteer and say all fair before we did that piece that I would do it with you, but it sounds like he doesn't have that much glass, so I don't want to take away from your moment.
So, Carl.
No, I am. I'm nervous a bit, because like, when he said that there now, because I kind of thought he was going to break it in a certain way that you couldn't be hurt, but it sounds to me like he's just going to smash
off
a few
wall.
Bottles up. Yeah, and just going to go for it. Yeah. So, yeah, I am actually quite kind of worried.
Why don't you put me on your back and walk across it?
You go. You won't be eating the potatoes or the chicken then tonight.
No.
This will all happen tomorrow at 1:45 p.m.
Okay, let's do it.
Live on the show. Jenny, we have a song to cheer him up.
Have we?
Yeah. Can you listen?
Yeah.